Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and I want to say we're going to go back and do another 5 minutes of the clip with Kim Osbol. That's the fellow that's doing this. He's doing it very, very well. And, folks, this is the time you need to call. You got to call. You know, we are the voice of the Christian resistance. For 50 years, we have been completely non-compromised. We've never, ever stood down. We've always fought. And we've always brought you the truth out there. Right now, we need you. We need your help. We need your help right now because this is summertime, and it's the hardest time of the year for radio ministries like this one. So the phones have got to ring, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're going to play another 5 minutes. This is the time you call. Call during this clip. Take it away there.
I think there's some things about how we go about things that I hope those learnings can have an impact. There's the specific work in the different divisions, health, development, and the U.S. education work. That in 15 years, boy, we, you know, by then we will have spent a lot of money. $3 billion a year, 15 years, that's adds up. And for that, people should have a very high expectation of what we can do.
Well, over this decade, we believe unbelievable progress can be made, both inventing new vaccines and making sure they get out to all the children who need them. We could cut the number of children who die every year from about 9 million to half of that if we have success on it. And the benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth.
There are pockets and significant pockets of the country where vaccines aren't happening because of those, you know, the anti-vaxxers or whatever you want to call them, who have made significant headway in trying to convince parents they shouldn't vaccinate children. I was just looking at new data today from Orange County, California, with more than a few schools showing between 40 and 60% children not vaccinated.
Those are the things that I, you know, I push forward. I wouldn't say I get angry, but I'm really impatient that we're not moving as fast as I'd like.
The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Oh, right. And for anyone out there that's wondering, because I know there's some youngsters out there, about who Ted Turner is. Well, Ted Turner happens to be the person who started CNN, the fakest news network on the planet. And he openly talked about how we need to depopulate to the point where one child per household is the goal. Right. Kind of like China. Kind of like I've been saying for years, how the whole blueprint is in China. You know, how they have people locked up in their homes, not allowed to leave, with military outside their doors. Yeah. Here's Ted Turner talking about the population.
Stabilize the population. When I was born,
so
there were
what's wrong with the population? I mean,
with too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff. But if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
Mr. Turner, I was wondering if you think it's a good idea to reduce 90% of the population because we are being overpopulated by a lot of
90%.
80? Prince Philip said 80, sir. I go with 85.
I think 2 million is about right.
Right, me too. Thank
one
you.
Child
exactly. One child policy.
So none of this is a slip of the tongue. All of these people are liberal. Bill Gates, right? Always talking about being a liberal, voting Democrat, supporting these people. All these people are side by side, hand in hand, talking about depopulating. So what do you think they want to depopulate? Then they come out and tell you that there's a problem with carbon, right? Well, the carbon that they want to eliminate is us, the people. They tell you it. So what more do people need to hear to understand this? But the problem is that the dumbed-down society has been empowered. The celebrities that have been pushed down people's throats are the ones influencing the behavior. Thus, we have a society of people that literally can listen to the vice president talking about depopulating the world, and they still look at it listen, and it goes in one ear, out the other, like a fart in the wind. They can't even process the words coming out of these people's mouths that they still trust, that they still believe. Bill Gates wants to depopulate. He said it himself. There's no misinformation there. What does Bill Gates want you to do as well? Well, he wants you to take a magic potion. He wants everyone to take magic potions. What else does Bill want to do? He wants to block the sun. That's right. I just covered it recently. Bill wants to block the sun as well. So how convenient. He wants to do all these things and then tells us that he wants to depopulate. That is.
All right. Not only does he want to block the sun. First of all, you heard from Kamala Harris. She wants to depopulate the planet. You heard from Bill Gates. He wants to depopulate the planet. You heard from, Ted Turner. He wants to depopulate the planet. Joe Obama Biden wants to depopulate the planet. But Joe Obama and all of them want to block the sun. They think we're getting too much sunlight. Well, I guess that's, would only be natural coming from the forces of darkness, huh?
Right. Yeah, they want to do away with our food and our agriculture and basically kill the planet.
The idea is, look, we'll have enough for the elite. There'll be enough food, and we don't really need that many people. They want to depopulate. They want to. I've said in their meetings, they want to take us down to half a billion. Now, we're approaching 8 billion, and they want to reduce America, or the world, down to a half a billion people. But it's okay because it's planned, you see. We have dumbed you people down. We've used the mainstream media very efficiently. The mainstream media will help to dumb you people down to the point where as long as you hear from us that it's planned, then you won't react. You'll stay in your apathy and your ignorance. And folks, there's no more time for you to stay in your apathy and ignorance. You got to get up, and you got to get out of that. You got to awake. Now, Michael in PA pledges 200. Thank you. Mary in New York pledges to 100. Oh, she changed her pledge from 50 to 100. Thank you, Mary. What do you think, Joe?
I'm looking at something. They call this Congressionally Mandated Report on Solar Radiation Modification, the geoengineering methods that they're looking into. They're going to manipulating sunlight to prevent climate change. One, beginning to mess with things like that's dangerous. Two, he's also said by 2035 where he wants the government to have all electric vehicles. So while we're producing more solar panels and solar-powered, solar usage to get electricity, we're increasing the demand for the electrical needs in the planet while he's blocking the sunlight that will stop the solar panels from working. If that doesn't sound doesn't that sound like an oxymoron to you, Tully? On one hand, we need more solar panels to produce more energy for more electric cars, but we're going to block the sun so the solar panels won't work.
See, now, the end result of this, Joe.
I don't know what is.
The end result of this, Joe, is to move us to transgenderism, and the fact that the COVID shots are their first step. To put a self-replicating, object in your body to take away your human DNA, connect you to the internet, all right, and the transhumanist agenda. So you won't need the sun. You won't need food. All you'll need is artificial intelligence because that will be able to direct you and your life according to the elite.
Right. All I have to do, though, is get in my electric car that I can't charge up to drive to a doctor to get the surgery to do the sex change, but I can't get there because I can't get any electricity because they're blocking the sun. I can't change my car. I mean, it keeps getting more convoluted. The more you add to it, the worse it gets.
Well, and the hospitals are killing fields right now, and they are injecting people against their will with the flu shots and the COVID shots. So if you have to go in the hospital, download and have them print that information, informed consent form. Don't just sign that automatic electronic form, because bottom line is you got to watch out for yourself.
Well, we've sent out information after information after information on Pfizer, on these so-called, these bioweapon shots that they call vaccines. Time and time again, we've told you, people are dying left and right. People have all kinds of blood clots, myocarditis, you name it. Again, the effects on this. Now, you have to remember something. What was it? What was it that was taking place back in Genesis 6 in the time of the flood? What, when the fallen angels took women as wives, how did that affect the DNA?
It changed the DNA.
Okay, so how did God react to the changing of the DNA?
Not very well.
Well, we had this thing called a flood, right?
Yeah.
Now, now remember, God is immutable. He does things the same way over. He gets it right every time. He don't have to change. And he took it up to what he did. He destroyed 8 billion people. And that was judgment. But in the mercy, he kept 8 people. And so we're approaching the same number right now. And we're trying to tell you, folks, listen, there's no benefit, long-range benefit, in being stupid. God doesn't want you to be stupid, okay? He didn't make you to be stupid. If you're listening to the mainstream media, you've been dumbed down. And if you're thinking, well, as long as it's planned, it seems okay. And if other people are taking a shot and they're dying, then it should be all right. Or if other people subject your children. By the way, I got to tell you this. The one profession, more than any other profession, that will not allow their children to go to the public schools are public school educators. Mm-hmm. They don't want that to happen.
They have, you know, private schools. Well, right on top of all of this, there's a new headline out. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, is accused of perjury. They've said he's lied under oath about funding gain-of-function research, which is feared to have started the COVID pandemic. Rand Paul has reiterated calls for his testimony to be investigated because they now have emails that from Fauci to scientists about COVID's origins that were released. And they now have proof that he was talking to people, acknowledging gain of function, worrying about the outbreak coming from the Wuhan lab. They've got emails now proving that Fauci lied to Congress, lied to the American people. In one email, Fauci admits the scientists had concern that COVID might have been genetically engineered, and that these were worsened by the fact that gain-of-function research was taking place in Wuhan before the pandemic. And they've got several other emails that back this up. And the Wuhan scientists put out a paper called Discovery of Rich Gene Pool of Bat SARS-Related Coronaviruses Provides New Insights into the Origin of the SARS coronavirus. The paper talks about the ongoing effects to produce a chimeric coronavirus, which means one altered by man, which we call in the United States gain of function.
Joe, we're going to be here for about another 45 minutes.
On and on about it.
Right now, we need 3,800. We're 3,800 short of our goal for tonight, 3,800. We're going to be here for about 45 minutes. So, folks, we got to hear from you. We got to do about $100 a minute, about $100 a minute. So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Nancy in Illinois has pledged 35. Thank you, Nancy. Go ahead. What do you have there?
Well, just to spin off what Joe was talking about, there was an article that came out from Epoch Times about Bill Gates doing TB drug trials in Haiti, India, Malawi, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. And isn't it very interesting that he goes to these countries in order to fool around with his so-called vaccines? And bottom line is he started a research study, which he had to stop because people were dying. All right. And when I looked at this whole idea of infectious diseases in the United States, there are the top seven infection diseases other than COVID now. Is number one is TB, number two is the flu, number three is malaria, number four is Ebola, number five is smallpox, number six is polio, number seven is measles. 5 of the 7 of these infectious diseases are viruses. Every single virus that has been in the United States has a patent number. And according to the patent office, you cannot patent anything that occurs in nature, which means that all these viruses have been lab grown. They all have vaccines attached to them. There's 7 top infectious diseases, which I rattled off. 5 of the 7 are viruses. The other two, one is malaria, which is a parasite, and the other one is a bacteria, which is TB. And with this TB trial, it's very interesting because he wants to have trials where somebody with diagnosed TB is going to be on medications for anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. And, you know, I think I haven't looked into this in any great depth, but, you know, TB treatment was always 6 to 8 weeks, as far as I know. The other piece that I want to talk about is the fact that you can have things in your cupboard that will help you with some of these things. So with Ebola, one of the doctors, Dr. Zelenko, talked about the fact that colloidal silver, which is a natural antibiotic, will help against Ebola. Smallpox, there is a plant out there called the purple pitcher plant, like a water pitcher, purple pitcher plant. And you can find it on AmishWays.com website. So if you have questions about, you know, these viruses, or you want a copy of the vaccine listing of what's in all the vaccines in the United States, you can give me a call at 440-478-4073. I'll be happy to send it by email, or if you don't have email, I can send it by United States Postal Service. But know that these viruses have been created, and that the Rothschild family has the U.S. patent for the COVID tests that was registered back in 2014 and 2015, which means they knew it was coming.
All righty. Frank in Cleveland pledges 25, and Jeff in Pennsylvania pledges 100. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Jeff. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Folks, this is very important. We got to make our goal tonight. Again, believe me,
well,
we've
Pastor,
been...
Let me read from Matthew 10 and verses 41 and 42. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. What the Lord is saying, if you support a prophet, a ministry, you support someone who's out there doing the Lord's work, you receive the same blessing that they receive. And by donating to this ministry, you're sharing in all the blessings of this ministry, whether it's the King's School, King's Word School of the Bible, whether it's through the prison ministry, Right to Life ministry, through several of us have been in hospice, through whatever the church is doing, the ministry is doing, anything that blesses the Lord, you get to share in those blessings, and that way you lay up crowns and treasures in heaven. And you don't have my word on it, you have God's word on it.
And there's nothing more sure than that, is there? All right, we're going to go to, before we go there, though, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. We're going to hear from the last segment from Kim Osbell. So go ahead and...
What more does it take, or is it going to take, for people out there to realize how wicked these things are that are in power? Take their power away from them. Stop participating in this fake government. This government is not in power via election. They've been placed there. It's been compromised. The Republicans have been compromised. The Democrats have been compromised. And then all of these people who are supposed to be rich philanthropists, who all have connections to secret societies, whether it's Skull and Bones, whether it's the secret societies at Stanford, all the Ivy League schools, whatever secret society is, or even if it's just basic Freemasonry, all of them supposedly, and all the people at NATO and the WHO, the World Health Organization, none of them elected have the authority over all of our lives. Is anyone aware of the authority that the WHO has over our lives? What they can and can't do, how quickly they could shut things down. And then on top of all these things that they say, people look at how they're acting and they still support it. That's how brain dead they are. They're like, I'm still a Democrat because it's better than being a Republican. And the Republicans will, I'll never be a liberal. How about we just stop the facade here and pretending like this is a functioning government of Republicans and Democrats? Oh, every day the Republicans bring up all the issues going on in the world. Do they do anything about it? Does the House or the Senate do anything? No, they don't. So is that a functioning government? These people are putting on a show every day while a massive controlled demolition is occurring. Remember the other massive controlled demolition that occurred? Nobody talks about that anymore, about 22 years ago. Well, now you're seeing a massive controlled demolition from within psychologically. The government is imploding on purpose. The House, the Senate, Roe v. Wade, all these things are being done by design to implode it. But they can come on TV and people still don't see that they're doing this on purpose. They're telling you we want to depopulate. For those of you who are teens or youngsters or stumble upon this channel and you're laughing and you don't have a clue, do you know what depopulate means? Because I think there are people out there that don't even know what that means, right? Depopulate means taking the number of the population and reducing it, which, you know, might sound like a fancy term to some people out there who have, you know, crayons for brains. It means killing people. Because the only way you could depopulate is by eliminating people. So you have people who are supposing, we have the vice president of the United States talking about depopulating. You have Bill, who's ahead of what? Well, nobody knows what the bill's ahead of. Is he in charge of anything? We don't know. He's just rolled out for the outbreak that just occurred. He's rolled out for the climate agenda. He's rolled out to tell us that we shouldn't eat meat anymore. He's rolled out, like I covered a couple weeks ago or days ago, pushing the electric vehicles. He's rolling out, pushing vehicles where there's driverless cars where humans can't control the vehicle. Who elected him? No one. Who elected Ted Turner? No one. Oh, they're rich. Well, it's about more than being rich because they're all rooted and connected to each other. Did Bill Gates really come up with Microsoft? Of course not. Who's Bill Gates related to? Oh, his father, right? Who's his father? His father's on the board of Planned Parenthood. Must be a quinky-dink, right? And now Bill has just gone away from computers, we're all supposed to believe, and he cares about magic potions, and he cares about the sun and all this. Oh, coincidentally, he cares a lot about nanotechnology. Anyone connecting the dots? Is anyone out there? What more do you need to say here? I mean, if Biden comes on TV or Trump comes on TV, depending on which side you're on, right? Let's just say, well, really, it's the liberals. They can't listen to a word that these people are saying and actually believe what they're saying. They just start laughing about it. Everything's a big joke. They're like, that's not what they mean. They'll come on TV, they'll be like, we want to kill all of you. And we're going to. And we've already begun the process a few years ago, if you remember what happened. Those people would listen and they go, ha ha ha, personality on Joe Biden here. What a personality. Come on, I love him. That's great. That's great. Has anyone seen my phone? I have to take a picture of my dinner and upload it on Facebook so everyone can see, even though nobody cares. Then I'm going to upload a picture of my fingernails after I paint them and put them on Instagram. Then I'm going to take a dump and I'm going to video record and upload it for no reason whatsoever because I'm just taking pictures of things around me and uploading it even though nobody wants to see it. Just like the people out there who tweet all the time, their opinions on stuff, get zero hearts and zero comments and have zero followers. Don't seem to realize that nobody cares, right? But that's the society they've created. Narcissists. They think people care, they think this, they think that. They don't see what's actually occurring right now. The destruction of the world by these demons who openly come on television and tell you they want to depopulate. But nobody connects the dots, right? Bill tells you he wants to. Ted Turner tells you. The Clintons have told you. The Georgia Guidestones have told you. And then you even heard Ted Turner talk about one child per household. Well, why do you think the government's so hell-bent on Planned Parenthood? Do you think they care about a woman's rights? They couldn't care less about anyone's rights. Gay, straight, black, white, Latino, Chinese, age, whatever. They don't care. It's about depopulation. It's always been. And they tell you this. They're not beating around the bush. They're not saying mixed. There's no mixed words here. If you speak the English language, depopulate would mean to kill off the population. Having these people who are in control of the news networks, now Ted Turner claims to have sold it to Warner Brothers, same thing, what's the difference? They all are working together in this communist regime. They're pretty much saying, we want to be like China. So after this, it's going to be what? One child per household because of carbon emissions. Oh, kind of like China, right? You see how the climate change, the climate agenda is tied into all of this? It's an illusion. It's a boogeyman that they've created. They manipulate the weather with chemtrails. They have been for a long time. We've all seen it. We all feel it on a day-to-day basis. Most people out there don't realize that. They think that those are clouds when the sky is just gray. Remember what real clouds look like? Most people don't even know. They can't tell the difference. They look at this, they're like, oh, climate change is real, though. You know, it's hot in Texas this year. Oh, yeah. Well, it's always hot, but they have the, you know, the ability. I mean, if you look into all the patents and the things they have, you look at Operation Popeye, they have the ability to create rain. So why don't we end all the droughts then? Why are rivers and these things drying up? Well, we don't ask actual questions that make sense that should be answered because it's a conspiracy. That's why they constantly say, you can't control the weather. Oh, you can control it. We have controlled it before. But you see, they don't want you to know that they can do that anymore. Because they're using the weather to their advantage. So they can manipulate the weather and tell us that it's because of us and we need to have less children and we need to depopulate because the climate's being affected. Thus, we're all going to die. And they're just going to keep killing us off and taking things away from us and locking us in our homes because that's part of the climate agenda. That was part of what just happened with the outbreak. Don't leave your home. Distance from other people. Lock yourself inside. And people are like, well, it's because of, you know, the outbreak.
All right, then we're back, and, you know, people say, well, why did you play that? I mean, you've been telling us that, well, yeah, we have, but sometimes people listen to a different voice, don't we?
Yeah, that's for sure. The one thing, Pastor, if anybody will donate $75, they will get a free health consultation from me, all right, by phone. You can call me at 440-478-4073 for a donation of $75. Pardon me?
Slow that number down.
It's 440-478-4073. And what that means is basically a non-drug, non-surgery approach. We'll review your lifestyle. We'll talk about issues that you're having that maybe you haven't resolved yet. And I will be able to communicate to you what other people have done with like conditions successfully to handle the things that are going on in your life. So right. My number is 440-478-4073, Elaine Conley. My business is Wealth and Wellness Journey.
4703?
Yes.
All right, very good. All right, we want to say thanks to Judy and PA, just placed $50. Thank you, Judy. Folks, we're running out of time. We got to hear from you. Look, who was the lady that pledged $1,000? That was from where? Show me from that, because that was 1,000 was... Okay, Beverly in Manhattan. Okay, I'm going to match Beverly because we're doers of the word, not just hearers only. I want to remind the people out there that none of us here make any money doing this. We don't take a salary. We do it because, first of all, we want to be obedient to God. People keep saying, Pastor, they're all around us. What can we do? Well, the idea is to demoralize you. Their goal is to demoralize you. But God has said this, okay? He has told you. You run to the battle. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to him. And he said that victory part is his. He'll take care of the victory. You just are obedient. Run to the battle and fight the fight, okay? And don't let them demoralize you. That's part of the dumbing down process, folks.
Well, the other thing that I want to communicate to people is that, you know, the United States is the top country in demand for child sex and pedophilia. What a reputation that is for the rest of the world. And that's what's going on with the sexualization of our children. You have Tim Ballard out there with the Sound of Freedom movie. Now, I just heard this morning that the Congress in D.C. is going to be shown the Sound of Freedom movie on July 25th by the producer. So that should be interesting. But Tim Ballard is going after, with his underground Operation Underground Railroad, he's going after McCain and Clinton human trafficking networks.
Well, see, that's the only negative part about that film. The film was good, but they didn't go after the elite. They did not go after.
They didn't talk about it.
Yeah, they did not go after. And
but
that's
it's out
where,
there.
Okay. Look, he was just talking about Bill Gates. Do you know where Bill Gates did? Bill Gates frequently visited Epstein's Island.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates was a frequent, that's one of the reasons his wife left him, okay, because he was a frequent visitor of Epstein Island. Most all of these elites, remember, that it's a horrible, horrible thing what they do to the children, folks. Carl in Cleveland just placed 500. Thank you, Carl. Folks, again, we've got approximately, we'll be here, we've got 20 minutes left on the air, and we'll be here for till midnight tonight. We will be here. We need to hear from you, and we really do need to hear from you. So, all right, and again, I want to remind you, we don't do this to make money. We're doing this because it's the right thing to do. We really, really, really believe the Word of God here. We really do believe the Word of God.
Well, there's another article here by Ghislaine Maxwell. She's currently in a federal correctional facility in Tallahassee, and she's trying to get out of that federal facility into one that is basically going to treat her better, because having taught, you know, in some of the prisons in Northeast Ohio, sex offenders, you know, are really targeted, you know, by the rest of the inmates. But bottom line is she's complaining about, you know, inadequate care and treatment. And so she wants to be moved to a smaller white-collar crime location.
All right. We'll be back right after this. Perfect time, folks, to call in right now, right after this at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Perfect time to call in. We'll be right back.
I belong to the King. I belong to the King. With Jesus, my Savior, I belong.
Years ago in slavery time, there was a rich man that owned as far as the eye could see. Fact is, he was the richest man alive in the whole country. One particular morning, he was out riding his stallion down one of his many fields, when off in the distance, he could hear the voice of someone singing these words.
I belong to the King. I belong. Savior, I belong to the King.
Well, he got off of his horse and walked over to that old black man named Mose. He said, Mose, what in the world are you so happy about? It's already nighty in the shade and it's getting hotter by the minute. Mose, you don't have anything to sing about. Look up at the end of that field. That old shack you live in? Well, I went into the woods and I cut the trees and I hauled them to my sawmill and I sawed them up just so I could build you a place to live. Mose, you don't have any money. You're a slave. You belong to me. And old Mose just grinned and he looked up at the sky and he began to sing these words once again.
I belong to the King.
Master, says, my daddy is rich in houses and land, and he holds the wealth of all the world in his hand. All the diamonds, all the rubies, all the silver and gold. Oh, Master, my daddy's coffers are full. Lord, have mercy, my daddy's got riches untold. And he looked up at the sky and began to sing once again.
I belong to the King. I belong to the King. With Jesus, my Savior, I belong to the king.
Well, that rich man, he straddled his stallion and went on about his way. But that night, in a dream, the angel of the Lord appeared to him. And he told him that tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, the richest man in the country was going to die. Well, the next morning, that rich man got out of bed. He began to make arrangements for his own funeral. He called all of his family and all of his friends. And then he went into town, and he bought the most expensive casket that they had anywhere to be found. And then he bought the finest suit of clothes that they had in the store. That afternoon, all of his family and his friends gathered around his house just to tell that rich man goodbye. But at 6 o'clock, nothing happened. And everybody thought it was strange, for they all knew that God never lies. Suddenly, there was a knock on the door. And a voice cried out, "Massa! Massa! Old Mose just died!" And that rich man could hear him sing,
"I belong to the king. I belong to the king. With Jesus, my Savior, I belong to the king."
All right. I belong to the king, too. And that's why God's word, the Bible, is so clear. The one thing the Lord asks us more than any other demands obedience. And folks, again, I want to just emphasize one more time, in Ohio, issue one, August 8th. Yes, on issue one. Folks, you've got to tell everyone this is very important. We've got to beat the dark state. We've got to beat Satan's crowd. And that's what they are. They are Satan's crowd out there. We've got to beat them, folks. You got, again, Planned Predators bringing in $4 or $5 million they've spent on ads here in Ohio already. Evil to the bone. I mean, you couldn't be more evil than those people are. So what are you going to do? Are you going to hear those words someday, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Well, you know, again, I will remind you, God gives us three missions. Number one, first and foremost, the Great Commission. And that's what we'll be doing here in a few minutes. Number two, from Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Just read Hebrews chapter 11, folks. And then last but not least is that we are to what? We are to continue to hold to all of the traditions of the prophets and the apostles, rather, and also we are to stand fast and not back up. We're to hold our ground. Alrighty, so what do you have there, Joe?
I tell you, there are so many things it's hard to pick. But right now on the internet, the story, White House says Pentagon's sacred obligation is to help our troops get abortions. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is tearing into the Republicans, and the U.S. military is going to lose talent if the access to abortion is limited. I've got other articles where people are saying they are not joining the military because, what? It's gone too woke, and the values are not there. Patriotism is falling away. Young men do not want to go and serve this administration, don't want to risk their life for the woke agenda. And one teen came out, his father was a Marine, and he was going to be a Marine and follow his father. And he's saying, now, is it really worth joining, putting your life on the line for ideologies that we don't agree with, that we don't want to necessarily protect? And he's going on, you know, serve under a commander-in-chief who values the rainbow flag more than the American flag. So we have, you were talking about wanting to cut down the population. Well, bringing all this abortion into the military, they're doing everything they can to what? Destroy the military, to destroy life, to more abortions, more death, fewer people, and a weaker country. And it just, everything we've told people over the years is coming to fruition. And now it's just stronger and more out in the open than ever before, that they're telling exactly what they're up to. And it's time people started listening.
Well, Joe, people really need to know, because of this radio ministry, thousands of babies have been saved from a cruel and painful death of abortion. Because of this radio ministry, thousands of people that would have gotten the deadly poke, the bioweapon, did not get it because of this radio program. And a big part of that is our newsletter that we send out. Mm-hmm. That information, when they have it in their hands and it's in writing, it makes a difference, and they make copies and they hand it out, and we've been out there on that. And because of this radio program, in 50 years, thousands of people have received Christ as their Lord and Savior. So I just want to say Bianca in New Jersey pledges 100. Charlene in Pennsylvania pledges 100. Anonymous in Dallas pledges 200. And Mark in Akron pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Right now, we are at 1,700. We're 1,700 short. So what we need just a couple people to match my 1,000. If we can get two people right now to match my 1,000 is what we need to make our goal for tonight.
One announcement I want to make is that Tim Ballard and Jim Caviezel announced that there is going to be a subsequent movie released, whether it's before the end of the year or shortly at the beginning of 2024. You can see some trailers on YouTube, and then also if you go to rumble.com, the name of the movie is Triple Take, T-R-I-P-L-E, Triple Take, T-A-K-E, Triple Take movie.
Very good. All right.
Okay, Pastor, I want to do one real quick. You've been telling people about the horrors that happen to women that have had abortions, the pain, the suffering, and a lot of people haven't listened. But there's a new study that validates what millions of women discovered through painful experience, that going through abortion can trigger downward spirals in a woman's mental and physical health. Peer-reviewed study in the International Journal of Women's Health found that women whose first pregnancies have ended in abortion have much larger increases in mental health treatment compared to women who have live birth. It goes on and gets in the weeds about percentages and hospital admissions and length of stays and visiting psychologists. But my wife and I worked with a crisis pregnancy center for years. She was a counselor. I was raising funds. And so many women experienced just such horrible pain and suffering over the years when they found out what abortions really were, that they had killed a child, that many of them couldn't have another child, all the things that we've been telling them over the 20, 30, 40 years. The studies are now validating things that common sense told us long, long ago.
Well, absolutely, Joe. And not only that, but here, these women, these young women that have killed their babies are seven times more likely to commit suicide, seven times than their counterparts. And there you go. See, what does the Bible say? The wages of sin is what?
Death.
There you go. The wages of sin is death. Okay. And so, all right, I want to say Kenneth in Jersey pledges 200. Patricia in Texas pledges 100. And Diana in New York pledges 150. Or Dana in New York pledges 150. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We're going to be, how much time do we have there before the end? All right.
One of the things I wanted to let the viewers know out there is that I had a phone call from one of my clients the other day that basically they put in facial recognition now at the airports, okay, at security. And she didn't want to do it, and they would not let her through without doing it.
Wow.
Yeah, without having her face placed in the system.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Unbelievable. All right. We are down to 1,000. We are $1,000 short. We need one pledge of $1,000. Just one pledge of $1,000 to make it for tonight. or two pledges of 50, or four pledges of 250, okay? All right, there you go. Or, pardon? Yeah, yeah, that's what we need. Two pledges
about
of 500.
100 people calling in pledging $20. That would also work.
Okay, well, what about one person pledging $1 million and we take the rest of the week off? Okay, there you go. Now,
well, they're giving it to political campaigns, but from what my notes say, it's all rich billionaires, and they're all giving to Joe Biden and people with ties to China, dropping $1.7 million into his reelection committee and another couple, you know, huge numbers, but they're all extreme liberals.
All right, I'm going to say this quickly, and then we're going to get into the invitation, but we have around 50 the magnetic signs for your cars coming in, folks, and you can to reserve one. They're $20 a piece. Call 440-338-1367. 440-338-1367. Make sure you leave your name and a phone number very clearly to reserve one of those now. We also have a number of yard signs coming in. I'll let you know as soon as I know when those will be in. We've been going through the yard signs. Doors of the Word Baptist Church and the Jug County Tea Party and Jug County Right to Life, they have been working, all of us, we're working really hard, folks, to get, because we really do believe the Word of God, for real, okay? And today, you have a lot of symbolism over substance out there. It's time to get real. It's way past time. We got to get real. Now, speaking of getting real, one of these days, I won't have to make any more of those announcements. One of these days, folks, I won't be here, but I do know where I'll be. I don't have any doubts when I leave this world, I'm going to go home to glory. And because God's Word, the Bible, makes it clear that I can know for sure. But what about you out there? Do you know for sure? Do you know for sure if you died tonight? Over the years, we've given this invitation many, many times. And believe me, the time will come. Not maybe. This is an absolute. There is absolutely no chance that this won't happen. No chance. The time will come when the only thing that will matter to you is your standing with the Lord Jesus. Right, Elaine?
Correct.
Right, Joe?
That's where in your own heart and soul you cannot walk in fear.
Right.
Because he's with you 24/7.
So it's appointed to all who wants to die, and then the judgment. And when you die, Joe, you go to heaven or hell, right? Is there any other place?
Nope. There is no other place.
So that's an absolute, right?
Absolutely. It's one of the few absolutes in the world.
Okay. So people ask us, well, how can you be so sure? Well, it's because we've got the Word of God. And the power in the Word of God, take a look outside on a starry night. You see the universe out there, those stars? That's the power of God's Word right there. There is no other explanation that comes close, not even near close, to the existence of man than God's Word, the Bible. It is the only one that speaks with absolute authority, absolute power, and absolute truth. And so the bottom line is simply this. Here's what the Lord Jesus said. He did the heavy lifting. He did the heavy lifting, okay? He said to pray to the Father, and ask for forgiveness of sins, repent. Ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. There can be no reservations, right, Lane? He's got to be number one,
100%.
Right? 100%. Okay. And if you'll do that, here's what you have. You have God's Word on it. One, your sins will be forgiven. Two, you'll become a new creature, a born-again believer. You'll become an heir of the kingdom, a joint heir with the Lord Jesus. Now, what does that mean, Joe? If we're a joint heir with the Lord Jesus, what does that mean? What do we own, and what is our future?
Well, it means that we are children of God. We are going to have the same inheritance as Jesus Christ. We're going to have everlasting life, and we are going to be able to be in the presence of the Father.
Okay. So now, that's an absolute, is it not? So, folks, let me tell you.
It's an absolute.
Right. And so that means that one day we'll leave this world, we'll have a glorified body, and we will live forever. Again, you've got God's word on it. Nothing. There's nothing as sure as God's word. On the other hand, folks, see, it doesn't matter. You say, well, I don't know if I believe that. It doesn't matter what you believe. It's what God has said that's going to happen. What God has said will happen. It's been from time since time began, and that'll continue. It'll continue. I mean, you might believe you're going to live forever. You won't. You might believe that you can defy the law of gravity. You can't.
Can't.
Okay. And so, folks, again, remember, there's only one thing that never passes away, and that's the Word of God. And so you need to do this, because if you don't, there's a fiery lake of fire. You don't have to be there. You don't have to get to that lake of fire. If you end up in that lake of fire, it's your own fault, because God gave you the way out, didn't he, Elaine?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And I have some people tell me, I just feel so unworthy. I say, do you believe that you're a child of God? And they say, yes. And I say, how can you not be worthy?
So here's what you do. You pray to the Father. You ask for forgiveness of sin. You ask the Lord Jesus to be Lord of your life, all of your life. And you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. And you've got God's word on that. The alternative is not a good one. The alternative is a fiery, fiery existence. And being in hell is a continual process of dying. That's what it is. It's a continual process of dying. It's a continual process of torment. It's a continual process where the worm never dies. And so, Joe, you've got about 30 seconds for a final comment.
There is only really one major decision in your life that has this effect, and that's deciding where you spend eternity. It's not about who you marry, how many children, how much money you made, where you live, but it's your decision for eternity, and it's something that you better take very seriously, because you only get one shot at it, really.
All right. Folks, Joanna in New Jersey pledges 20. Thank you, Joanna. We're going to be here till midnight. We're going to be here till midnight. We definitely need to hear from you. You got 20 seconds, Elaine.
Yes. If anybody has any questions about what's been discussed, I'll be more than happy to answer it. Elaine Conley, 440-478-4073. Thank you, Pastor.
888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. We're coming up to the end of the program, as we do every night at this time. And every night at this time, here's what we do. We say, good night. We say, God bless. And then we say, ready?
Always.
And I mean always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like,
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.